Broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hey, good morning. It's a hot, beautiful, gorgeous, muggy, hot, beautiful, light wind kind of day. Perfect for a round of golf. If you'd like to get out and play, I'll have some tee times for you coming up in just a couple of minutes. We've got from XM Radio, Making the Turns, Peter Kessler joining us in just a few moments. Pro Country Club's Reagan Lee will be on the air. Cassie Isagawa, the Junior PGA Championship champion, she'll be joining us later in the show. And the Master PGA professional, Bill Greenleaf, and I, over at Dunes at Maui Lani, that had the Maui Open, will be taking a look at, did you know it had two hole-in-ones during the Open Championship? Two, not just one. Amazing. I mean, you know, that's great. Also, Bob Bupka, he's over at Kohler, Wisconsin, at Whistling Straits, where the mosquitoes are the size of elephants. I'm not sure if wildlife on the course is going to be gigantic mosquitoes. Do I want to play, you know what I'm saying? And they're supposedly swarming. And Tad Fujikawa joining us as well. Star Protection, get the Star Team on your property. They help make this show possible. Foot Patrol, building security, shopping centers, whether you need help or maybe you'd like to join the Star Team, call Star Protection. Moon, physical therapy. Now, doctor-recommended, insurance-approved, whether it's workman's comp or you've been in an accident, you know, a motor vehicle accident, on Ward Avenue, just across from Sports Authority, we achieve results. Moon, physical therapy. Yes, they helped Rick. They're helping Rick. Floors of Hawaii, the only company that recycles carpet in Hawaii. Go green with Floors of Hawaii. These people are licensed installers. They're flooring done right. Floors of Hawaii, a wide selection. Carpet, tile, wood flooring. The Computer Doctor, and whether you've got a PC or a Mac, it doesn't matter. It's a desktop, a laptop, your network is down. Doctor's always on call. He'll come right to your office and take care of your problem, or if you just want to carry it in, take it in, take my laptop, fix it, please, doctor. Call the Computer Doctor. On call, Nimitz, next to Eagle Cafe. And Alaka'i Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning statewide. Excellent service, expert knowledge, work and product you can depend on. That's Alaka'i Mechanical. Joining us from the beautiful south of the United States of America, where Tad Fujikawa has made himself home on the e-golf tour, winning his first event on the e-golf tour. And wouldn't you know that Tad does it in style. He comes off and just wins the championship, and by some six strokes. Or was it nine? Good morning, Tad Fujikawa.
Hi, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Yeah, you now okay, after you just what was it like winning that tour championship, e-golf tour championship?
It was great. I mean, I played well, going up into that event, and I really wanted to go out there and really enjoy myself and hit some good shots. And, I started off well, with a good first round and good second round and put myself in contention. And, I just need to take two good solid days. I really did that. So I was very pleased with my performance.
Oh, absolutely. You started with a 64. You followed it with a 65 and a 66. You had a six-shot lead going into Saturday. Was that scary?
Not really.
Some people worry, a lot of different things happen when you've got the lead, first of all, going into the final round, and by that much, and you hear all these, terrible stories about this person and that person, they had this terrific lead, but you were feeling very confident about your ball striking. That's the impression I got. Is that true?
Yes, definitely. I went out there and really hit it well the first 3 days, and I felt comfortable with what I was doing and my swing, and I actually really felt comfortable on the greens also, and I was putting it well all week. And the last day I didn't hit it as well as I did the first 3 days, but I still hit it pretty decently, and, you know, I hit a few bad shots, but other than that, it was pretty solid throughout the whole day.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You were beautiful. It's tough, you know, just watching the leaderboard and seeing how you're doing. It's like, I want to see Tad. They're streaming on the Duramed Futures Tour today, and Lahua Wise, she'll be teeing off in her event, so that's kind of fun. They're going to just show the first tee. It starts at 6:30 to about 8:30 if you want to catch that, folks, on Kauai and see Lahua Wise and the Duramed Futures Tour. E-Golf Tour has been really good. Now, with this victory, not only did you win $25,000 and you've got the trophy, you're the champion, you've also, they're taking care of your Q school entry fee.
Yes. What they're doing is the top 20 players on the money list, at the end of the tour championship, will get their Q school paid for. So it should be about maybe $4,500 to $5,000. It's really nice to just, you know, to have a little bonus like that.
Yeah. And talk about comfort zone. Do you feel like you belong now that you've won on that tour?
I've kind of felt that way even in the start. And, you know, I think the players and the, you know, officials and just everyone on that tour just really helped me feel comfortable out there, which is really nice. And, it's a great place to play. And, hopefully I can get my tour card this year. But, if I don't, you know, then I'll be back out there. And, you know, it's a really good place to play for a mini tour. The money's pretty decent. The players are great. They're really solid players. And, you know, you need to go out there and play well to win.
One of the things you were quoted to say is, knowing that I can go out and compete and win on this tour will be very important for me going into Q school. So winning on the mainland for the first time does give you that confidence, right?
Yes, definitely. Like I said, the players there are very strong. And, I think if you look at some of the players, you know, they actually compete in some of the nationwide events, and they're doing well. So, you know, the players out there are no pushovers, and you need to go out there and really golf your ball to win. So
exactly.
It just gave me some good momentum.
It must have been nice having Ryan Perez on your bag. He was your daddy. Yeah.
Yes. It was very nice, you know, having someone there that I feel comfortable with and that I have fun with. And
yes,
he really keeps me loose out there, and we work well together.
Yeah. Now, when you work with your caddy, do you like them to help you read your putts and help you, you know, with yardage?
Definitely. You know,
some people don't like that. Some players really like to be in charge.
Mm-hmm.
and other players have a more working relationship with your caddy. That's why I was curious where your mindset is.
For me personally, I really like my caddy being involved, you know, in what I'm doing and my game. And I have my caddies help me read putts sometimes, and we read it. Well, I read the greens pretty well, but it's just nice to have someone there, you know, to reassure you, I guess, of what you're seeing, and it really does help.
You know, I read somewhere that you have a bit of a temper. Is that possible? Do you get upset on the course?
Not really.
I didn't think so.
Sure where you read that.
I know. I was thinking to myself, he's always such a cool, no matter what the situation is, Tad is always very, very level-headed.
Right.
It's just, now, one thing that I didn't, I know, that I see this quote right in front of me. You were thinking about course record.
Mm-hmm.
Shooting the course right. That's kind of a dangerous mindset to get into, isn't it?
It is normally, but honestly, I felt so good about my game that week. I couldn't stop thinking about it.
Well, you know, when you feel good, you know, and you play good, what can you do? And you must be working really hard. Who do you?
Yes.
In addition to your mom, who else is working? I know she's always been working hard with you on your game, but you've got coaches at Sea Island.
Yes,
we want to
give
who you really credit some of your, other than the fact that you're working hard.
Well, I work with Todd Anderson, and he helps me with my full swing and some short game and stuff like that. And then I worked with Mike Shannon with putting and Mike Taylor with putting. They're both at Sea Island, and they're both putting instructors. And then I also work with Randy Myers, and he is he helps me with fitness and my exercise. So those are the four people that I really work with, and they've really helped me so much, along with my mom, and I have a really good team and a good support group behind me, so it really, really helps.
Excellent. And who helps you keep your when you get homesick? Do you get homesick?
Not really. I do miss Hawaii a little bit, but I really like it here, and it's nice to have my mom with me, and it makes me so much more comfortable.
Yeah, Ryan was saying the same thing, that it's a very comfortable place to be, that part of the country.
Yes, it is.
It's got its own sort of aloha spirit about it.
Yeah, it is. Especially at Sea Island here, I think just everyone here is just, they're just so, so nice, and it's kind of like they have that aloha spirit, with
yeah.
me. So it's a little different part of the States, and it's almost like a Hawaii in a way.
Well, we're absolutely so proud, so proud of you. Your next move is Q School, and the first stage is in October. Is that your next event?
Well, I'm gonna play like a few events, maybe like three or four events, and then I'll just get ready for Q School in October. So
okay, we're always trying to follow you. So where are you gonna be playing next?
Honestly, I'm not sure yet. I haven't really figured it out. I'm taking
okay.
a couple week break, so just kind of getting some rest a little bit. And then, and then from there, then I'll probably sign up for a few events, in the fall series. But honestly, I'm really not sure what I'll be playing in.
Okay. Does that fall series, are we talking the PGA Tour fall series?
No, the fall series on the e-golf. I may
on the e-golf.
Maybe one or two events out there, just to keep fresh, keep playing tournaments and stuff. And then, then just get ready for Q School.
Excellent. It's wonderful talking to you. Anybody you want to say hi to?
I just like to thank my sponsors in Hawaii, Low Petroleum and HMAA, Kraft Foods and Surf Co. And, I really like to thank them. And, I haven't seen all of them in a long time. So, it's been a while, but. Just also like to say thank my family and my friends.
Awesome. Tad Fujikawa, it's always fun talking with you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
And we'll talk again soon.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Aloha. We'll be back right after this. Peter Kessler coming up. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Summer is coming. Whether you're in an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from design to installation to preventative maintenance of your AC system so that it operates more efficiently. Alakai's world-class technicians use only quality components to keep you cool. Protect your investment. From window units to chiller plants across Hawaii, call Alakai Mechanical. Keeping Hawaii cool. Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results. We are proud to support our armed forces and their families for your sacrifice for our country. Whether you are Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, or Coast Guard, we appreciate the hard work and dedication of our servicemen and women. From Hawaii's shores, across the Pacific, and around the world, you help keep America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. Your service to our country has never been more important. Whether you are serving now or in the past, from all of us at Floors of Hawaii, we salute you.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
And welcome back. The deadline for getting in your entry form for this year's Hawaii Golf Senior Open is September 11th. It's at the Waikele Country Club, the 13th and 14th of September. And it's open to all golfers, men and women, 50 years and older. It's a lot of fun at Waikele. Joining us now, Peter Kessler. Good morning. It's so good to have you on the Golf Club Radio Show.
It's great to be with you, and I would like to be with you there.
Making the turn on XM. Boy, you've met a lot of people in your lifetime.
We figured out recently that I've been lucky enough to conduct 5,000 interviews between 8 years at the Golf Channel doing 1,300 shows and then doing 1,800 shows so far on Sirius XM. So, yes, and I was lucky enough to interview every great living teacher and player of the last century.
You mentioned something about having heard a fantastic number of tips, like over 39,800 tips, I think you said. I've listened to 39,800 tips, and I can think of all of them when I start my downswing. You know, amen. I don't know what's going on in my head during my downswing. I think fear takes over. But have you ever thought of compiling? Like, some of the tips that I get on this show are just amazing. You know, it hits you in different ways, in your eye, your ear, all the different senses that it takes to play this game. Compiling a list of those tips from all of your shows would be fabulous.
That's not the worst idea I've ever heard.
No,
I've got to cut you in. What kind of way do you think?
I've been doing this show for 12 years, and I thought, you know, I need to go through every show. They're all recorded, and you know, cut out some of these. They're just gems, because each pro brings something, you know, different. And we're all such different people. That's what I love about this game. And you talk to them. You know, I was just talking to Tad Fujikawa, and we talked in real general. I'd like to sit down with Tad one day and talk to him about being 5'1", and controlling the driver that's about as long as you are. You know, just some of the things that he's overcome. It's a little soon. Some people are they don't really want to talk about the tricks of their trade, you know? But one day he'll let us in on those secrets. Because it's all of these challenges, our different body types and what have you.
Well, Ian Woosnam, for example, you know, who won the Masters tournament, was really only 5'3 or 5'4 at the very most on a good day. And, you know, he was a very long hitter, and he generated his power from, his torso, you know, really where the engine is, a couple of inches below your belly button is, you know, where the action comes from. And Gene Sarazen, you know, who was the first one to win all four major titles over the course of his career, really was only 5'2 or 5'3, and he was one of the longest straightest hitters of his time. His power came from his hands and wrists. He had a very, very strong grip, and he stayed pretty stable over the golf ball, and it was very much a shoulder turn and arms and hands. And Harry Barden, who was the best player at the beginning of the previous century, of the 20th century, said to Sarazen once, "Never worry about the wind. You hit the ball so straight and so solid. Never worry about it getting buffeted around."
Wow, Tiger would like that to be the case for him, wouldn't he?
Well, you know, he's looking a lot better the last couple of days.
No.
Just before we joined each other today, I was watching him hit balls on the range, and he's there with teacher Sean Foley, and it's a serious workout. This was no casual encounter at the practice tee. This was, you know, perhaps an hour worth of, you know, serious work together before the third round starts. You know, if he can do the things on the course that I'm sure he's doing on the practice tee right now, and can take that longest walk that all of us have suffered through, how do you take really good swings on the practice tee and duplicate them on the golf course? If he can do that today because he's making good swings on the practice tee, there's no reason to think he can't shoot 65 or 66, weather permitting.
Mosquitoes permitting. That's a I hear about the, you know, the size of the mosquitoes and the weather conditions, the fog and the delays. This is really challenging. You've been on the course a lot, and your experiences are, and we could talk for hours, but what's that like?
Well, it's great, because the one thing that you'd really like to have at a championship is variable weather, so that these guys have to really exhibit patience and the ability to hit all of the kinds of shots that different weather conditions demand. And that, it goes such a long way in identifying the guy who's really playing the best. Sometimes when the weather is benign, it's not the guy who has total control of his whole game, because you never get to see the recovery shots that they don't have. But when there's Mother Nature involved and there's a lot of wind, you get to see the guys hit recovery shots. The best tee shots can end up in places that are difficult. And I love that that changes over the course of 4 days. And I think you get to see the full repertoire, and the best repertoire wins.
Yeah, it's a really good point. It was really sad to see Wei Yang miss the cut. He was like, I'm not worthy. He sent that out in a tweet. I'm not worthy. I'm like, oh, my God. That's a horrible feeling. Of course you're worthy. You're a champion. It's just golf.
Yeah, he meant that a little self-deprecating.
because he
said he didn't deserve to be in the group last year at the PGA with Tiger on the last day, that he wasn't worthy then, and then he won, and he said he wasn't worthy. So
okay.
I think that's becoming almost a punchline with him.
I'm not worthy. I love it. I also enjoyed, this was something I was watching online, I think by the time it was on TNT, I think TNT caught it too, but the little hop, skippy, jumpy that Tiger pulled off when he almost made that last putt on 18, finishing his second round, did you perchance notice that?
I perchance did, and he was pretty excited about the possibility that that sucker might fall from what was probably 90 feet, literally 90 feet, not that duration. And it was a stunner. It almost fell in the hole for the most improbable of finishing birdies. An up and down out of a fairway bunker with a 40-yard cut shot over a lip with not a very secure stance, followed by a 90-footer, the place would have been rocking. But it was rocking pretty good anyway.
Yeah, I just finally to see them, you know, happy.
You make a good point, because when Tiger started to play good earlier this week, there was a sense of a return to normalcy for a moment, you know, that things had been set right again. Now, we'll see how that plays out over the weekend, but people, more than they're letting on, want to see him play great golf again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and, you know, in his position, just one phone call about the children, some argument can just knock you right off your balance. And that's the hard part about what he's going through right now, which, again, he brought it on himself. But, you've got to factor that into the state of his game, the state of his mind, and where he's at. But let's talk about, Dustin Johnson and Sean Foley working with Dustin Johnson, right? It's interesting to see Tiger sort of acclimate, go to somebody as a public. I don't know how to say this. Doesn't he usually like to have someone that's all his?
Well, seemingly so. You know, when he worked with Butch, you know, he was almost Butch's only client. But at that time, you know, he started to work with Butch in 93 when Butch was working at a club out of Houston. And Tiger's dad took him down to meet Butch, and they started to work together. So that relationship went back a long way, and certainly he was the most high-profile client. But Butch also worked with Greg Norman. He had a stable of some really fine players, and he always has. When Tiger was working with Hank Haney, that would seem to be fairly exclusive. But, you know, as Tiger and Hank drifted apart for whatever the reasons were, you know, Hank was turning his attention to doing things on the Golf Channel and opening up schools and doing things on television. So it's not the case that Tiger needs somebody full-time, and the guy's right around the corner.
That's a good point.
Great teacher and lives, you know, a stone's throw.
Yeah, and sometimes Tiger doesn't really need somebody. That maybe he just needs somebody to direct him. I keep hearing that, you know, that Tiger knows more about the game than anybody, and he really doesn't need a...
Well, he needs help, but I mean, it'd be so easy for him to pick up the phone and say to Sean, hey, can you come over in 30 minutes? I'm hitting balls on the range, and Sean just tool around the corner. So, you know, it's different when Hank Haney's in Texas and Tiger's here. So this is something where Jack Nicklaus used to hit 3, 4, 5 balls after a round of golf, 3, 4, 5, looking for and finding one particular thing. And as soon as he found it, he would leave the range. He wouldn't beat balls. Tiger can be like that now, particularly on his, you know, surgically mended body. Fewer balls is better, so smarter practice is better. So having a teacher like Sean around the corner where they could hit 25 balls if they so choose could be an incredible experience for him.
I think you just gave us our tip of the day that I could use to, you know, to cut down and make one of the the one that you and I are going to work on, that, you know, that joint venture, the best tips we've ever heard.
I'm with you. Start writing that thing, Ghost.
Okay, we're going to take a... Can you stick around for just do this real short break and talk a little bit more?
Sure.
Oh, excellent. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991, guarding your business, buildings, and retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. You can join the Star Team. We're looking for a few good men and women. Call Star Protection Agency at 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment, licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call.
When you walk into your office or get up in the morning, what's the first thing you do? Turn on your computer and check your mail. Oh no, what does that mean? The hard drive can't be located. Whether it's a PC or Mac, desktop, laptop, network, whatever your problem, call the computer doctor on Nimitz Highway next to Eagle Cafe. Bring it in or call for an on-site appointment. The computer doctor is there to get you back up and running fast. When you need service or want the right new computer, call 532-7213. The computer doctor is on call.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. We're talking with Peter Kessler. And Peter was on the show many, many moons ago. Not that many. I make it sound like it was that ancient history. The Perfect Club. That, you are the voice that so many people go, I've heard his voice before. I know I've heard this one. You've done so many, Golf Talk Live, Viewers Forum, Golf Academy Live. You're the voice of, you were the voice of which channel? I can't remember.
HBO Sports.
That's it, HBO Sports. I knew it was HBO, but it was HBO Sports, right. Now,
that was in the early 90s. I had been actually working on Wall Street for a long time as a public speaker and a marketing guy, and I woke up on my 35th birthday and I decided I was going to do something different, and I thought I would try to use my voice. And not too long afterwards, I got extremely lucky and got asked to narrate a documentary for HBO Sports in the summer of 91 called When It Was a Game, a baseball film that instantly became this cult hit. Now, if you had voiced it, it would have still been a big cult hit, but I just happened to be there, and so they made me their voice, and while I was doing things for HBO Sports, somebody who worked there came to me and said, you know a lot about golf, and you're pretty comfortable in front of people, and there's a golf channel starting. How would you like to be considered to host shows? And that's
how
I got to the golf channel.
Wow. Isn't timing, I mean, you know, you talk about, there are different things, the computer industry, you know, the couple of guys who were just there at the right time, you know, now they're like mega billionaires. It's all in the timing. The question I really want to ask you, do you like to pick a winner before an event? Are you one of those guys? Is my pick for the...
No.
For the,
It's a futile exercise in armchair guessing because there's a few things that are true. Every single player in professional golf, with the exception of Tiger Woods when he's playing well, is inconsistent. Phil Mickelson, great. A visible point of that. Plays great at the Masters and wins, and then you don't hear from him, and he's struggling all over the place, and then he'll win something in October, 6 months after the Masters. Everybody's wildly inconsistent. And there's always going to be sort of five players in a field who are going to play the best four rounds of their life, and one of those guys, four rounds, will be enough to win, like Y.E. Yang last year beating Tiger Woods on the final day at the PGA Championship. Four best rounds of his life, and it turned out to be good enough to win. So inconsistency, and you've got the four great, you know, four players who are going to play their best, and then you've got a situation where how do you know the guy's not going to make a seven on the third hole? If you had control over the sport and control over the game, which nobody has except sometimes seemingly Tiger does, then it's preposterous, you know, to think that somebody's going to do something in particular for 72 holes upcoming.
Yeah. No, I can't. I picking the winner for me, it's like, huh? There's too many variables. There's too how the person's going to feel one day. He's going to wake up with food poisoning, and that might even make him play better. But it's great to see, I mean, Bubba Watson is so much fun to watch, and he's so humbled and so, I mean, he's just a really nice guy. Matt Kuchar, he's thrilled to be at the top of the leaderboard. He's having the time of his life, just really enjoying it.
Let's see if he still does tomorrow afternoon. You know, what happens, of course, is, you know, as the week gets longer,
yes,
more people drop away,
yes,
which is why Jack Nicklaus used to say it was easier to win majors than anything else because more guys disqualify themselves and you have fewer players, therefore, to beat over the course of a weekend. And not everybody lives for the back nine on Sunday afternoons. Tiger does. Arnold Palmer did. You know, but sometimes Greg Norman and Sundays didn't get along. Sergio's and Sundays don't.
No.
Ernie and Sunday. So we'll see if Kuchar and Sundays gets along.
Yeah, we'll see that. I want to thank you. I can tell that you're not feeling at your best. It sounds like you've got a terrible cold.
Me?
Yes.
That's my normal voice.
Oh, no. I just thought I heard a cough. But it's just like me. Sometimes.
No. I know. I feel good, and I'm thrilled to be with you, and I appreciate your asking me.
I love having you on the show. It's always fun talking. We could talk for hours. As I mentioned, we'll have to do this more often and instead of every couple of years.
I'm here.
But, you know, I will. And Jack Nicklaus, did you notice that in Benton Harbor, Michigan, they were playing on his new course, $1 million team skins with him and Arnold Palmer and Tom Watson and Johnny Miller?
Yes.
And they were
very, you know, you're not going to get that group together many more times. So it was a very special thing.
Yes, and I think the 10th green, and somebody was going to lob wedge. You're not hitting a lob wedge on my green, Nicklaus yells to Miller. Let me show you how to do it. He walks, he pulls up a 100-foot putt.
And makes it! Right.
There's hope for all of us. I know, no matter what age. See? But of course, the bear, he's the best, so. Yeah,
no, it's unlike the joke that says, you know, I'm a year away from my best golf, and next year I'll be 2 years away from my best golf.
great talking to you.
Great to be with you. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Thanks.
Aloha. We'll be back right after this with Reagan Lee from the Pearl Country Club. A little bit about Set Scramble coming up at Pearl. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results. We are proud to support our armed forces and their families for your sacrifice for our country. Whether you are Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, or Coast Guard, we appreciate the hard work and dedication of our servicemen and women. From Hawaii's shores, across the Pacific, and around the world, you help keep America the land of the free and the home of the brave. Your service to our country has never been more important. Whether you are serving now or in the past, from all of us at Floors of Hawaii, we salute you.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
It's The Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor link. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. Reagan Lee, welcome to the clubhouse. You know, the Pearl Country Club, a wonderful place to play, and you're offering Set Scramble for $35 a player. This is a four-person team. All four of you tee off. It's fun. Have you tried the format?
You know, I personally haven't tried it. I had some friends give it a try during one of our friendly skins games. It was really fun.
It was fun?
Yes.
Well, you know, there's so many people who go, oh, that's too weird. It's too strange. I mean, four people teeing off and then two from the fairway each, and then, you know, I don't know, you're putting. But it is, I mean, there's something that when the four of you teeing off, is you don't have to worry so much about being by yourself. This is a really good format for a scramble. That's best ball, and there's no pressure. So there's more.
It's, you know, it's really unique, and of course, you know, it's the first, I guess, year that we've been able to try this format.
Right.
And you know, it's different, which makes it interesting also. You know, for me, you don't get that opportunity to play in eightsomes. Very often.
In eightsomes. I know, it's like eight people. What? Yeah. And the other thing about it with the Set Scramble is the other four people are keeping your score.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's really, you know, it's
fair.
It's exactly right. And that's one of the things about, you know, scrambles that people have always said, you know, ooh, it's not right. So this is $35 per player, and this is going to be on the... On Wednesday?
Yes, this coming Wednesday at Pearl Country Club, we'll be starting off the first groups at about approximately 1 o'clock. And we are offering the introductory Set Scramble date at $35 a person. And, of course, you need to have a four-man team.
So the four of you, $35 per, And you then now this takes about 4 hours to play.
It should take about 4 hours, approximately the same time as it would take you to normally play a regular round of golf. We're just offering this first time a really good rate of $35. Is actually cheaper than our normal green fee.
Yeah, I know. Now at Turtle Bay, 104 people played in the set scramble. Two of the teams are going to go to Las Vegas. So the first trip to Vegas that you go after your team has won, there's the low and the gross. Those two teams from Pearl Country Club will automatically qualify to play in the quarterfinals, the set scramble quarterfinals in Las Vegas, which is then if you win your quarterfinal, then you're automatically in the semifinals, and they will pay your way back, not the airfare, but they pay for you to stay and play. So it's a whole lot of fun. Reagan, can you stay with us? Are you in a big hurry to leave?
No, I cleared up the morning for you.
Oh, great. I'm glad, because we're joined by, right now, and he's kind of on a time, you know, he's, Bob Bupka has lots of obligations around the world, Scotland and Ireland and England and Australia, to report on all the progress of this global game. You know, and of course we got the PGA Championship at Whistling Straits. And welcome to the show, Bob Bupka.
Well, thank you, Danielle, for having me. And it's funny, as I go to each and every major, this is the fourth and final one, obviously, this year, I pause and wonder which one with Danielle, which one should she come to first? And, you know, it seems like I'm at the Masters. I think you should go there. Then when I get to the U.S. Open, I think you should go there. Then when I was over in St. Andrews, I think you should go there. And now I have that feeling about here, Whistling Straits, Herb Pohler's place. It is just absolutely incredible here.
You know, now we're watching on television. We can see it online sometimes. They're streaming live, and they're doing a good job on the internet doing this live show. You just let them know that. This was what looked like a landing field, more apt to be a driving range, when Herb Kohler said to Pete Dye, "I want you to make this look like Scotland."
Well, you know, it's funny. I spoke to Pete Dye yesterday, and I said, just tell me exactly what he gave you to work with here. And he said, well, Bob, he gave me an absolute flat piece of land that was really a toxic waste dump in many ways, a former air base, and that's all I had to work with. I said, Mr. Dye, I think you're leaving one thing out. He said, no, I'm telling you, Bob, that's all he gave me. I said, Pete, he also gave you an unlimited bank account. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, from what I've read, there was a lot of earth moving going on.
800,000 tons of earth were moved to create Whistling Straits. I mean, that's just an incredible amount.
It's hard to fathom, actually. I mean, when I look at the pictures, and it's all along, what did he say? The only thing he couldn't move was Lake Michigan?
Yeah, and I'm not so sure that he couldn't do that. I had quite an extensive interview with Herb Kohler. I've known him for quite a while. We're actually pretty good friends. And I said, please, Herb, just give me a little bit of insight what it's like to be worth $4 billion, and that is with a B. And he just chuckled. You know, can you imagine $4 million? Holy mackerel. I mean, it's a scary thought.
Yeah, I don't mind being scared by that. That's a good scare. Good scare.
That's the funny thing, Danielle, while he was sitting down, while we did the interview, it lasted about 20 minutes, I told Janice, keep moving his chair, keep moving his microphone. Maybe something will fall out of that pocket, but his pockets are pretty deep.
Now, he wanted this to be a championship course. He said, you know, people expect that. He said, I think I heard him say something like, I'm a plumber. I'm not a golfer. People expect me to be like this grand golfer, but he wanted hackers to be a little intimidated, but still be able to play the course, and be a I mean, that's an amazing requirement.
But, you know, the only thing that makes it very playable for almost anybody is the fact that there are other tees involved. You would not come here and want to play the tips like they're playing right now. But Pete Dye put in very accommodating tees, so it you know, can be a pleasure for you, and it better be, because the freight here is $350 plus caddy to play around. And I got to be honest with you, though. I think if we polled everybody that came off the golf course after spending that $350, I think about 99% would say that it was well worth it.
Wow. But, this isn't a walking course, though, is it?
Yeah, it really is a walking course, and you take a caddy. And you know, if you want to experience what Scotland or Ireland is really like, and are you a little nervous about crossing the pond, you can come to this golf destination in the middle of nowhere in Wisconsin and truly experience an Irish or Scottish feeling. It's just phenomenal. I mean, it's the rarest combination that I've ever seen in the golf course, Danielle, but it very much looks like a links course and very much plays like a parkland course, because you can't run your shots up onto these greens here. You have to fly them in basically like you have to do it at every American course. You know, at St. Andrews, where we just were for the British, basically every hole you could land the ball short and run it up on the green. But you can't do that here, so it doesn't make it a true links course.
Right, that was what Phil Mickelson was saying. He said you have to get used to the fact that you're looking at what looks like a links course, but it's a Scottish-looking course that plays like an American course.
No, he's exactly right.
And then,
how it is.
Yeah. Now, so our leaderboard right now is Matt Kuchar, Nick Watney, J.B. Holmes, Jim Furyk coming on strong here, Zach Johnson, Simon Kahn, Dustin Johnson, and we've got Rory McIlroy. What are you thinking here?
Well, how about this, Danielle? You remember very well 2 years ago, prior to the U.S. Open at Bethpage, doing some Irish radio, hard pressed to come up with something that the bettors in Ireland could make a little money, and I touted them on Lucas Glover, and people went out and $20 and collected $250. On Wednesday, all over Ireland, I said, the man this week is Matt Kuchar. So I'm probably more nervous than he is. I mean, I won one major, and actually I won two because I had Cabrera at the Masters.
That's right.
Looking for my third major prediction, and then you may have to get somebody else to check in with you. I'm going to retire in a blaze of glory, and I'm going to become Herb Kohler's personal assistant. I'll just follow him around.
All right. I like it. Matt Kuchar is so happy. I mean, he's just so happy to be where he is. I think he's happy, even if nothing else happens after this, just having done so well. And the other person who's just beaming is Ryan Palmer. Love seeing Ryan Palmer doing so well.
Well, coming into last week, Ryan Palmer had missed 9 of 11 cuts. Then all of a sudden he finds some fantastic form, has a great event at Firestone, comes in here, and now he's flirting with the leaderboard once again. I mean, it's just an amazing thing. Unfortunately for Matt Kuchar, one of the perks that you get when you win a major is that you really stand on the 72nd hole and you hoist the trophy and you have a big smile on your face. Matt Kuchar will not get that, because when Matt Kuchar wakes up, he has a big smile on his face. When he goes to the dentist, he has a big smile on his face, and he says the only time he gets in trouble with that smile is if he has to go to a funeral home and pay his respects. He walks in there with a big smile.
He said that?
He told me that.
Okay.
And if you believe that, I'll tell you a couple of more.
Thank you very much. Okay. Bubba Watson's another one. He was he was like near tears after his first round. He was so happy.
Yeah, well, you know, his father's dying of cancer. They found out that maybe his lovely wife had cancer. She's a former professional basketball player. I can't wait for them to have a child. I mean, it's probably going to be an 8-foot golfer coming out of those two. So, but he's a good guy, Bubba Watson. He got some confidence by winning in Connecticut a few weeks back. He's a long hitter of the golf ball. Never took a lesson in his life. Doesn't want to know about lessons. That's the flip side of Tiger, working with a brand new coach this week by the name of Sean Foley. I mean, I always thought, the golden rule was you dance with who you bring to the dance with. Tiger came here with one golf swing. Now he's trying to win his 15th major with another golf swing because he's got a new coach.
Yeah, this is good. But what I love is the pictures that I saw during the practice rounds with, Stevie holding the golf club over him so that...
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of amazing because just a few weeks ago we thought that it would be Tiger hitting Stevie over the head with a golf club. Now we have Stevie holding the club next to Tiger's head. That's the wacky world of golf that we're in nowadays. And unfortunately, your time in the meter just ran out. I'd love to stay on with you for the entire show. Yeah, Janet Self has got a gun pointed at my head saying I have to get off. Love you, Danielle.
Love you,
keep
too.
Keep up the good work. And, anybody coming to the States real quick, like next Saturday, we did our first show this Saturday, XM Sirius, the Grill Room. Sally and myself, yeah. Alex and I have been friends 15 years, and we never agreed on anything. It makes for good radio.
Excellent. That's the Grill Room. Fabulous.
Thank you. Thanks,
yes.
Danielle. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Aloha. So that's Bob right there. And we're talking with Reagan Lee. Isn't it amazing here? You've got the Pearl Country Club, which was built right up on... They didn't do a lot of earth moving there, did they?
Not that I know of.
No. It's just kind of built into... I think the biggest earth movement was during one of the Pearl Opens when it rained, those torrential rains. And didn't it take out a green? Remember that?
I do not remember.
Okay, I'm sure Norman would remember. It was just an amazing time. A lot of water came down, and just put a gorge into places. But yeah, to think that this was like a landing strip. When you look at the pictures of Whistling Straits, it doesn't look like it used to be flat at all. We have the Aloha Team Classic. We're giving away, Reagan, 5 nights on Maui, plus airfare to get there on Go Mokulele, as well as a Hertz rent-a-car to tool around for 6 days, and a round of golf at Ka'anapali, plus the opening and closing ceremonies at the Aloha Team Classic. It's an event that raises money. It's a charity event for junior, well, not junior golf, but I'm sure they benefit too, but basically for Maui youth that are in need of assistance. And so the 18th caller is going to be our first qualifier because we're going to draw the winner on September 11th. And the 18th caller right now, the number is 808-296-5467, 808-296-5467. Call now, because if you are the 18th caller, you'll be one of the qualifiers in the hat to win that magnificent trip. And I've got some Debbie Katz news, I think, from Maui, as a matter of fact. We'll be talking a little bit about the Maui Open. You weren't able to play, yeah? You went on a family vacation?
I was on a family vacation on Maui.
Yeah.
I left my clubs at home.
You left your... And they were probably grateful that you did that. Oh, good. We get to have our team leader home instead of on the golf course. But in Sunday's final round at the Maui Women's Invitational at Maui Country Club, Bobby Cox posted a 2-round score of 153. She won the event in the championship flight. Debbie Katz was the winner, 161. A flight winner, Jay Thompson, 169. B flight, Barbara Schroeder, and C flight, Mary Jeremisenko. And I congratulate all of you for your excellent play and getting out there. And we'll have the Hawaii State Women's Golf Association match play winner. So we'll have to announce those winners as well. That was played this week, too. But we've got Set Scramble. Set Scramble. I'd love to take a phone call if we could sometime about this. You know, right now we're getting our winners at 808-296-5467. But I'd love to talk to people about what they think of Set Scramble. And you said it was fun, right?
Yes.
It was fun for your friends to play, and they would play again?
Yes. They are anxious to qualify to go to Las Vegas.
They are. They're anxious to qualify to go to Las Vegas. Yes. So we have some people who are signing up and ready. So if you played it at Turtle Bay and you missed your chance, this is your second chance. So come out. It's great. It's on August 18th, right? That's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. First tee time will be just about 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock in the afternoon. Take Wednesday off, the afternoon, get all your work done in the morning, and then get your three buddies and you, and it can be any combination, girls and guys together, and you want to have, it's going to be low and gross and low net.
There's actually going to be, you know, if you want to qualify for the quarterfinals in Vegas, there's actually two categories that you can qualify through as a team. One is net and one is gross.
So did everybody get chance?
Yep.
And then you can go, and any way you go to Vegas, you can go on frequent flyer miles, stay in the hotel of your choice, and then you get out to the Coyote Springs. It's a beautiful golf course, gorgeous golf course to play. And, hey, you may be, oh, John Daly, though. John hurt himself. He's one of the Set Scramble guys. I think he tore his rotator cuff. He had to pull out. He withdrew from the PGA Championship, and they're going to do an MRI, see what's going on in his shoulder. But it's like the size of a huge, all swollen up. He said he thought he did it on the first hole, hurt himself.
There's a lot of big name PGA Tour players that are also involved. That the finals of the Set Scramble too. So
yeah, and you could play with
anybody that goes.
Yeah, and now if one of your teams that goes, Reagan, one of your teams wins, then you go, right?
You know, I think yeah. If they pass the quarterfinals and make it to the semifinals, I get to.
And you get to
come up there for the semifinals and
the finals.
The finals. Yeah.
And the finals, and then you get to play in the finals, and I think it's a 5-person team.
I believe it's a 6-person team because you get one of the tour pros. Which
wow! So then it's a 6-person team. Well, you're going to meet a lot of fun, have a lot of fun, meet a lot of people, and have some fun. Okay. So again, it's a Pearl Country Club, and it's coming up on Wednesday, the 18th, this Wednesday, and the first tee times are at 1 o'clock. And we want you to. I'm trying to find my phone because I know I just got the qualifier. I just heard the qualifier come in, so I know that we've got that person. You have that right there? Thank you so much. Clifford Au. Clifford, you're in IAEA. For $35, you and your buddies could go play Set Scramble, okay? You got to call Reagan Lee at Pearl Country Club. What's the number?
487-3802.
487-3802. Yes, I'm just asking Reagan to finish it for me. 3802.
3802.
487-3802. Call him. Get your team in.
But we've got a limited amount of tee times to do this, so we hope to fill it up.
Excellent. Awesome. Thanks so much for being on the show.
You're welcome. Thank you.
It's been fun. And I want to, I think I'm going to be on vacation for a week. I think I'm going to have to come up and watch.
No, that would get your team together.
I'll need to have somebody help. Okay, that would be fun. Okay, you know, if you want to do this, if you want to play Set Scramble, I'll play. Just get in touch with me. Go to radiogolfclub.com, okay? And if I get three people, then I'll do it. Okay?
All right.
All right. Okay, that sounds like fun. Actually, I'm getting excited. Reagan Lee, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Daniel.
It's a good idea. I'm scared. Something about being on the tee. We'll be back right after this, and Cassie Isagawa will be joining us as well. We're going to talk about her junior PGA championship victory. She's going on to the Junior Ryder Cup. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results. Summer is coming. Whether you're in an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from design to installation to preventative maintenance of your AC system so that it operates more efficiently. Alakai's world-class technicians use only quality components to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window units to chiller plants across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping Hawaii cool. When you walk into your office or get up in the morning, what's the first thing you do? Turn on your computer and check your mail. Oh no, what does that mean? The hard drive can't be located. Whether it's a PC or Mac, desktop, laptop, network, whatever your problem, call the computer doctor on Nimitz Highway next to Eagle Cafe. Bring it in or call for an on-site appointment. The computer doctor is there to get you back up and running fast. When you need service or want the right new computer, call 532-7213. The computer doctor is on call.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Hey, welcome back. You know, we have some of the best golfers in the world right here coming from Hawaii. And with us right now, demonstrating tenacity and just coming on strong. This young lady has made her move this summer. Cassie Isagawa, welcome inside the golf club. It's so good to have you on.
Thank you. Thank you for actually asking me to be on the show.
You pulled off something. Stephanie Kono did what you've done. You won the Junior PGA qualifier here in Hawaii against, you know, some really strong players. And then you go to the mainland up against the top players in 35th Annual Junior PGA Championship, Sycamore Hills Golf Club in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And you go into a playoff against Ginger Howard of Florida, and you won.
Yeah. I actually didn't qualify in Hawaii. The PGA of America actually, they called and wanted to give me a special exemption. So that's the reason why I went.
Wow, so you got a sponsor exemption.
A special exemption, yeah.
Yes, okay, special exemption. That must have flattered you. just a little bit, getting the phone call from Mary B. Porter King saying, we have a special exemption for you to play in the Junior PGA Championship. Would you like to be there?
And yeah, so when she called me, I was so excited.
Yeah, I bet. Let me just take care of this for our friends at the FCC. KPUA Hilo, KHUI Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM1 Princeville. So you get the call. All of a sudden, you're on your way to Sycamore Hills. Now, what's the difference in playing all the courses that you've played during junior golf? You've played on, because of the way junior golf is now set up, you have to travel throughout the islands to play. What was the difference playing in Hawaii and then playing over at Sycamore?
The first thing in Hawaii and Sycamore is that Hawaii, there is definitely a lot more wind, and the courses are a lot more dry out here. Unfortunately, when I went to Sycamore, there was a lot of rain, so we actually had to cancel one day, so the ground was really, really wet, and we were taking some divots out there, but there is some difference, but I kind of don't really look at it as a bad way. I kind of look at it as it's a different challenge that I'm going to have.
Yeah. Some people say that the greens are so different. Reading the greens is such a challenge. Did you find that?
Yes, it is different. At Sycamore Hills, it was bent grass, so usually it's not as easy to read as something like in Hawaii, like we play on Bermuda or Paspalum. But during that week, I really didn't have much of a hard time as I thought I would have had.
Mm-hmm.
But
apparently not. You won. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, that week my putting was the one that really saved me that week. Actually, this whole summer, I should say.
This summer has, I was reading Ann Miller's article about you in the Honolulu Star Advertiser, and you were saying that you have surprised yourself. Tell us why.
I really surprised myself because, you know, just I didn't come off to the right foot in the beginning of the summer. You know, I was kind of struggling in the middle of the Hawaii tournaments during the summer. So I just, you know, told myself when I go to the Junior World, the America's Cup, I just, you know, I didn't even know I was going to Junior PGA, but I just told myself, you know, just have fun. This may be one of your last years to play in these tournaments and, you know, just make the best of it. So.
Did you say have some fun?
Yes.
Now, do you have a history of taking it really, really seriously when you're out there on the course?
Oh, I always take it seriously on the course, you know. But at the same time, I try to have fun with the people that I'm playing in the group with.
Yeah. Well, I was just talking to Reagan Lee, and he sent me a text just now. He said, congratulate Kathy for me. She joins my brother Reynold and, of course, Stephanie Kono as the only other PGA winners from Hawaii. So,
okay.
Yeah. And your coach, since you were 10, is that when you started playing?
No, I actually started at the age of 6.
You start when you're 6?
Yeah.
So this is basically like... How do I hear it phrased sometimes? All my life I've been playing golf, and so you're 16 now. For 10 years, golf has been your side job besides going to school.
Yeah, basically, I didn't start competitive golf till I was 10, though.
Okay, but still, you know, I mean. You've been competing because I've been following your career, and Cassie Sagawa, here she comes, coming. Seriously, you know, always following your career, seeing how you're doing. So who is Brendan Rago your coach?
Yes, she is.
And
she's actually in the mainland right now. She's the captain for Mary Kay's Cup, and Hawaii actually just won Mary Kay's.
Oh. Congratulations, yes?
Yes, they did wonderful. I do believe they shot a total of 8 under par. It's a team tournament.
Terrific. And terrific how all of our young people are doing. It's wonderful to see that. I was just looking at one of our other victories recently, Waipahu's Allison Korpus.
Okay.
She couldn't be at the Hawaii State Women's Golf Association match play at Oahu Country Club. She was defending, right? Because
mm-hmm.
she was on the mainland. She finished second in the girls' 12 division of the U.S. Kids Golf World Championship and then went to help the United States team win 6-5 over the international team. It was 6.5 to 1.5, and that was the World Cup on Sunday. So, and now we had the Mary Kay Cup.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, we're just amazed. How do your parents, they must be so supportive with your travel expenses.
Yes, my parents are definitely, they're 100% supportive of me. You know, they just want, they do everything basically on what I want to do. So if I want to, you know, go to these tournaments, you know, they're always behind me 100%, and I'm really glad that they're there for me.
Yeah. Do they travel with you?
Yes. My dad didn't make it in the beginning of the summers, but he made it to, he made it to the ending of Junior World, and then he traveled with my mom and I from there.
Okay. Now, what about the, you're going to be playing with Alexis Thompson, actually, she's now professional, but she played in the 2009 Junior PGA Championship. She was the champion. You're going to be in the Junior Ryder Cup. My producer just held up a sign for me to read. Bill Greenleaf is joining us from Maui right now, the dunes at Maui Lani. I got a little bit distracted there.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Bill. Cassie's on with me. Yeah. The Junior Ryder Cup is going to be at Glen Eagle Resort's PGA Centenary Course in Perthshire, Scotland, in September. Are you going?
Yes, I am going. That is just going to be such a wonderful experience for me. I mean, this is probably a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and I'm really glad that I have this opportunity to go.
Yeah. Wow. You know, I wish I was in Glen Eagle. I have a friend who's going to Glen Eagle for an event coming up in a couple of weeks, and I was just telling him, wish I could be there with you. So when do you travel? When are you leaving?
I do believe I'm leaving next month around September 20th or 21st. But first, I think I have to go to the East Coast of Philadelphia and get adjusted there and play around probably with some of my other teammates and then fly to Scotland.
Excellent, excellent. So they're going to put you together with your teammates so you can all bond, get used to one another, because you're going to be playing in the foursomes, the mixed four ball, the singles. Get used to one another. It's supposed to, I mean, from what I hear, it's one of the most exciting feelings to be on a team. Bill Greenleaf, when you're playing team, it must, there's a different dynamic that goes into it. And Christina Kim talked about it in her book when they played. You know, it's just an amazing feeling of bonding and playing for your country.
Well, I imagine Kathy can speak to that. Kathy, haven't you played in some team events representing Hawaii?
Yes, I have. I've played in the Hawaii Japan Cup for the past 3 years, and I've played America's Cup and for the past 3 years, and Maui Hilo Cup.
Uh huh. And doesn't that, I mean, when you're playing together, and knowing that, you know, you're competing, but you've got, you know, teammates. It's a whole different. A whole different feeling. It's a good feeling.
Yes, knowing that you have, you know, your teammates to back you up, and they're there for a reason. You know, you're not a one-man team now. You have other people that are supporting you, and you have other people. Now you have people that you have to support.
Yeah, it's great. So I want to thank you so much for being on the show this morning, and I'm just so excited for you. As I said, watching you come up to the junior golf ranks, and now knowing that you're going to go to Glen Eagle Resort, PGA Centenary Course in Perthshire, Scotland, for the Junior Ryder Cup. Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me here.
Absolutely. It's been my pleasure. We're going to take a break and talk with Bill Greenleaf about the Maui Open. Were you assisting last week at the Maui Open?
Yes, I was on the final day, Sunday. Oh,
so you flew in from the mainland on Saturday, and then the next day you went to the dunes at Maui Lani to help out at the Maui Open.
Yeah, I ended up doing scoring, so it wasn't too bad.
No, but that's awesome. Thank you so much. Right, Bill?
Oh, nothing quite like finishing a round and, you know, in heavy wind, a little struggle, and running into Kathy's big smile in the scoring pan.
Yeah, that's excellent. All right, we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results. Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991, guarding your business, buildings, and retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. You can join the Star Team. We're looking for a few good men and women. Call Star Protection Agency at 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust. We are proud to support our armed forces and their families for your sacrifice for our country. Whether you are Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, or Coast Guard, we appreciate the hard work and dedication of our servicemen and women. From Hawaii's shores, across the Pacific, and around the world, you help keep America the land of the free and the home of the brave. Your service to our country has never been more important. Whether you are serving now or in the past, from all of us at Floors of Hawaii, we salute you.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to The Golf Club.
On September 11th, we're going to be drawing the winner of the Aloha Team Classic Golf Contest, okay? And somebody is going to get a trip for two to go to Maui. Ango Mokulele. 5 nights at the Outrigger Napili Shores. You'll get a Hertz rent-a-car for 6 days. This is awesome. You'll get to play at Ka'anapali. Okay? And you'll go to the opening and closing ceremonies of the Aloha Team Classic, helping to raise money for Maui youth. So be our 18th caller at 808-296-5467. Hawaii State Women's Golf Association Match Play Championship. Oahu Country Club in the final match championship flight. Nicole Sakamoto stopped Marielle Galdiano one up. I bet she was really happy she did because Marielle is 12 years old. Oh, wow. Congratulations. Punahou graduate and Manoa Cup champion Alex Ching qualified for the U.S. Amateur. That'll be later this month. He'll join 15-year-olds Rudy Caballar and Elena Prius. Chambers Bay, Washington. It'll be played, to about 7,754 yards. I think that's the longest ever. Wow, that's a long course. And congratulations to the 2010 U.S. Army Hawaii Amateur Invitational at Lelehua Golf Course winner, two-time now, Todd Rago, U.S. Army Hawaii Amateur Invitation Champion. Final round, 1 under, posting a tournament total of 8 under. Way to go. Also last weekend, we had Kirk Nelson. I have to mention this because Kirk won the Senior Open. He's also going because he won the Aloha Section PGA Senior Championship. He's going to the 2010 Senior PGA Professional National Championship in Toscana Country Club, Indian Wells, California. Kirk Nelson's on a streak. Bill Greenleaf, I understand Kirk's thinking about turning professional. Like him going on the Senior Tour professional. I know he's a pro.
He's taking it deep. I think he's won 3 in a row since turning 50.
Yeah, I know. He's like on fire. And he's He actually said he's thinking about going on the, you know, to Q School to qualify for the senior, the Champions Tour.
Good idea. You know, he's hot right now. Q School's not too far away, and he's got tremendous length.
Wow.
Good putting touch.
You think it's a good idea? Do you hear this? Captain Kirk, Master Captain Kirk, Master PGA Professional, Bill Greenleaf says it's a good idea. So as long as Tina's behind you, it's all good. That's the big if, right? It's like you've got to have your woman behind you. Yeah.
You need a lot of support out there. I'm sure he'd leave a lot of things behind here that need taken care of.
Exactly.
But he's on top.
He's on top now. Now, you know, I had no idea. I always think of you as being such a young whippersnapper. You played as well, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah. And how'd you do?
I tied for second and tied for low professional in the super senior category.
In the super senior, were you pleased with your performance?
Yes. You know, it's I teach golf, and there was a chance to walk my talk, and I was in a free state. I had a lot of fun, played with some great people, and pressure just wasn't a factor. It was just really fun to play golf again.
Oh, good. And see, that's the whole. But see, what you just said is, I teach golf. People don't realize that when you teach golf, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're out playing golf, right?
Yeah, just the opposite.
Exactly, just the opposite. So it's not like you had all kinds of time to practice for this event. You just were in it, and now you're going to compete. You're not just I don't mean that just teaching. You know, teaching is an art that you excel at, and it's, you know, it's a rare and it's a beautiful thing, a gift to be given, to be able to pass on to someone the art of playing this game, to be able to take it to the competitive. How did you put your, you know, after spending so much time massaging people, helping people, being the person who encourages? Now, all of a sudden, you have to put on a completely different hat, and that is to compete against them.
Well, I think you find a lot of golf teachers are teaching people a routine, and that routine turns out to be the body language that we use to talk to ourselves. So it's stand behind the ball, get your line, visualize your shot, walk in, get comfortable, and hit. And that becomes rhythmic when you do it over and over. You know, people like Tiger Woods, they time their routine, and they're hitting it the exact same amount of time, 15, 16, 18 seconds, every single time. That's why when you see them get disturbed, they'll back up and start over. The routine is the rhythm. So I got a good routine going for everything, stuck to my routine, and, you know, of course there's doubt standing over the ball, but I just have learned to trust my routine. That's what I teach. So I had to take it to the level myself, and just go ahead and play from that place, and it was wonderful, just a blast.
Excellent. I got to talk about this young man, Henry Yogi.
you know, I was playing with him the first day, and he played great. He played great, and he got to the 17th hole. Dodd Hesse, Henry, and I, and he hit a beautiful shot. And we got to the green. We knew where two balls were, and there was one missing, and we kind of had to push Henry. He's very self-effacing. Henry never takes credit for anything. We had to push him up there to look in the hole to find his ball. There it was. And
there was a hole-in-one. So not only did he shot a 77.
He shot a 77, but he didn't say anything about it. So I asked him, I said, "Hey, Henry, how old are you anyway?" And he said, "Oh, I shot my age."
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he got a big smile on his face. He says, "I don't really want too many people to know that. I tell everybody I'm 65.
That's my kind of guy. You know, he doesn't shave strokes. He shaves years.
Yeah.
Well, Royden Hirakugi came out on top in a playoff with Brian Sesata. Eddie Lee, who was the first day leader, just had a really rough go. That's tough when you, you know, you shoot a 69 and your follow is a 78. It's really, boy, that's so humbling. But Royden was on his way to catch a plane.
That's right. And just to say something about Eddie, you know, you see in the British Open, Knuckle Royal 63 and then 80.
Yeah.
And Eddie just caught the end of the day, and last few holes, the wind went up to like 35 miles an hour, and everybody was bogeying their way in.
Wow. It's, you look at scores until you know the things like what you just gave us, you know, the wind was howling, and that, you know, that just, well, when you catch the wind catches your ball, it's just, whoops, there she goes.
Yeah, there it goes. But, you know, Royden's one of those people, Danielle, that one word, one name is enough. He's done so well in so many things, playing the public links. I just don't know how many times. I think he's been at quarter.
10 times.
Final, 10 times.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yes, that's his goal every year is to represent in the pub links. And he was the 2005 quarterfinalist at the U.S. Amateur Public Links Championship when he sank a 25-foot big bending birdie putt on that playoff hole with Brian Sesata. Brian is such a good guy. In the final at the Maui Open, he said, he wanted the putt to drop?
Oh, yeah, but when after Brian hit his ball onto the green, and when Royden was surveying the landscape to get ready to putt, Brian walked up and said, knock it in, will you?
Yes! God, you know, it's so good. It's so good to see that. So, Royden Hirakuji, congratulations on your terrific victory, and thank you to the Dunes at Maui Lani. I remember getting an email from the Aloha section, not knowing where the Maui Open was going to be played. Thank you so much to the Dunes at Maui Lani for stepping up and hosting the Maui Open.
Dave Gleason's got that can-do attitude, and it just transfers to the whole staff. I think we had the planning meeting late May or early June, and Dave was like, okay, we can do this. Let's go for it. And the sponsors that stepped up to make it possible and the volunteers that were around the golf course during the tournament, we owe a lot to them. They
really
made it possible.
Mention the sponsors. Give them some time.
I don't have that list with me. Can I get back to you on that?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, because
I
really like giving all of the people who, you know, make all of these events possible as much credit as possible, because it's volunteers and sponsors that make the events. Of course, the media helps out by actually giving it, you know, I don't know, it makes it, the publicity. Hey, you know what? We had this tournament, the Maui Open. Yes, I'm so glad. So glad that they stepped in at the Dunes at Maui Lani and kept that wonderful tradition alive. And thank you, Bill Greenlee, for being on the air. I have to thank my sponsors because without them, I would not have this show on the air, and I wouldn't be able to do this. Troy Kaneshiro of Kaimuki, yeah, you are our second qualifier. You could be going to Maui for 5 nights at the Outrigger Napili Shores. Go Mokulele will get you and a friend there, and you'll be in a Hertz car, and you'll play at the Ka'anapali, and then you'll be at the opening and closing ceremonies. And hey, while you're at it, why don't you just sign up and be in the Aloha Team Classic? Thank you to Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning statewide. Excellent service, expert knowledge, work and product you can depend on. Alakai Mechanical, Star Protection, get the Star Team on your property. Foot Patrol, building security and shopping centers, whether you need help or maybe you'd like to join the Star Team, call Star Protection. Moon Physical Therapy, doctor recommended, insurance approved. Workman's comp or an accident in a car on Ward across from Sports Authority, we achieve results. Moon Physical Therapy. Floors of Hawaii, just off Dillingham and Waiakumilo behind Taco Bell, the only company that recycles carpet. Floors of Hawaii, a wide selection of carpet and tile and wood flooring done by licensed installers. Floors of Hawaii, this is flooring done right. Hawaii Golf News and Travel, 808golf.com. You can always catch the golf club at radiogolfclub.com. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. KTOH-FM 99.9. KONI-FM 104.7. KTUA-AM 670. KUNU-AM 1500. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
This broadcast is copyright of the Golf Club Radio Show 2010.